Ribble Radio.
Good afternoon. It's 12 o'clock. It is Who Cares Wins show on channelradio.co.uk. It's me, Angela Bryce-Stevenson, and across the waters...
It's me, Jan Mulligan. Good afternoon, everybody.
Well, it is only a cup of water, but yes. It's across the waters.
And a bottle.
Far, far away.
We could have a leak any minute now.
It's today, the 22nd of September, which is also a very special day because, Jan...
It is national or even world car-free day. It's encouraging you to leave the car at home, get out on your feet... Or yes. On your bike and travel without polluting the world.
So we walked here today, listeners.
We did.
All the way from sunny Margate and
from
sunny
Herne
Bay. From the car, yes, to the studio. Actually, we did have a bit of a detour. That was interesting. Coming from Canterbury, the Hythe Road being closed.
It was.
Hope there wasn't any injuries in the accident. But yes, so we had a lovely detour of sunny Kent today on the way into our studio.
We did. It was quite good. No sat nav, no map.
Yeah, we did well.
We just navigated.
Two women and a map.
Steady.
Hey, I think we're very proud of ourselves. I'm very proud of ourselves. So, hello, listeners. Have you had a good week? Did you have a good weekend? How was your weekend, Jan?
It wasn't bad. Did a lot of working, unfortunately. Had some reports to write, so didn't get out and about as much as I wanted to.
Oh,
but this late Indian summer,
it's
lovely. Really
lovely,
isn't it?
Although this morning was a little bit autumnal at half past six this morning.
I must say, I did grab the jacket as I left the house. But
well, I didn't take one. I was staying with my mum because I've been painting her bungalow.
Well, it's that time of year, isn't it?
As you do.
Springtime is job time. Autumn, as we go into autumn, we think about doing jobs and things. So you've started the
ball rolling. Well, we have. Well, because she had a rendering done. Wasn't that painful, but yes. And so bless her, obviously in her 80s now, so she can't do it. And I said, no, I'll help you. I'll do it for you. Me, Bob the Builder, or Bob the Builderess. And... painting outside so that it all looks nice and neat and tidy.
You had
for
some
her.
Helpers. You went.
I did have some helpers. Good. All my family turned up on Saturday, so it was quite interesting because one of my sisters, bless her, she ended up with a little bit more over her than on the bungalow. So we had some great giggles. It was lovely actually spending some real family time, but actually also doing something. And I love painting. I find it very therapeutic. I'm not an artist, but give me a window to paint, and I'm happy. I'm a happy little bunny rabbit. I am.
Excellent.
So yes, but I'm quite tired. If I keep yawning, no offence, Jan.
No, but if it goes quiet, she's fallen asleep. But then you get the snores. So that's the clue. So I'm told.
Yes, I'm a bit sad, actually.
Why are you sad?
I've just been in to see Kate at the bistro next door.
Yes. Next door here.
And bless her. I mean, I can understand. Poor girl, she works 7 days a week. So I've always thought, wonder when she gets some rest and when does she get some time off. But bless her, she won't be open on a Monday from next week.
Right.
Through till March, April time.
March? Yeah,
just
so
through
the winter months.
Yeah, the winter months. So unfortunately, we'll have to bring a hot flask of soup next week, Jan.
Packed lunch. It's like going on a school trip.
Yeah.
I get picked up in the morning. It's great. I have to have my lunch bag with me from now on. But it's interesting that she's taking her break.
Yes.
And this week is National Work-Life Balance Week.
Well, you see,
she obviously knew.
But there are a few things that we want to quickly, because we didn't mention them last week, and I promised Kate we'd give a big shout out for her because she does some marvellous stuff in there, cakes, as well as, I had a bacon sarnie today. So excited.
And she does gluten-free bread.
She does do gluten-free.
I had a bit of toast with my tea.
Yes. But we have, don't forget, Friday, this is a national event anyway, the 26th of September, is the, they call it, don't they, the World Coffee
biggest
Day.
Biggest Coffee Morning.
World Coffee Morning, that's right.
Biggest.
For Macmillan. Biggest.
Yeah, biggest.
Huge.
Massive.
And, of course, I had the Macmillan representative at the Great North Run, didn't I? Interviewed the teacup or the mug. Bless him, Nathan. His name escaped me there. So, yes, Friday the 26th of September, if you're around the Dymchurch, Hythe, Folkestone, Kent area, do come down to the bistro at Hagland's Farm. Come in and say hi to Kate. Buy lots of food and drink because it's marvellous. I highly recommend it. But if not, just come along because, obviously, she is having the event for the Macmillan Cancer Research, Macmillan Cancer Support Charity. So you'll be doing your bit. If you can't come along, then just text Cupcake. Isn't that lovely? Cupcake to 70550 to give just £5. Don't forget though, text costs £5 plus Noteworks charges. And Macmillan will receive 95% of every pound donated like that. And if you're the bill payer, please get permission first.
Excellent. But there may well be.
Do you think I should advertise for Strictly?
No. Good, no. if you can't get down to Kate and you don't want to just donate anonymously across your text, there's bound to be an event near you.
Oh, I bet there is.
There's always coffee mornings going on. Mm. But as I say, this is the world's biggest coffee morning.
It is.
It's not the biggest
good
cup
excuse.
Of. It's no. just that I'd like to see.
Oh, yeah. Big cup of cappuccino. Hey, yeah. Maybe we could visit the Faversham, where we have the Faversham tweet up, a courtyard cafe at, what's the other farm?
Brogdale Farm.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And they have a bucket of cappuccino you can have there. I miss that. My Faversham tweet ups.
It's just a really, really big mug. And it's just very comforting to
hold
it.
It's a bit. Do you remember that hug in a mug that we had with Carol Brace,
yes.
The juice therapist? And a lot of them are cold, but she was talking about that hug in a mug. Can you remember it? It was honey.
I'm going to translate, listeners, this hug in a mug.
That's my attempt at my northern accent, although my husband says it sounds Welsh. So anyway, the other thing I wanted to mention, the bistro is still on the wonderful Kate next door. Mm-hmm. The bistro, the 15th of October. So although she's closing on Monday, she's open the rest of the week. So come down. The 15th of October is going to be Soup Wednesdays. So starting from the 15th of October, and then every Wednesday after that, is a Soup Wednesday. Help yourself to as much soup and crusty rolls as you wish.
Oh, that sounds good.
For £5. Hey, Jan, should we move our show to Wednesday?
Sounds tempting. Sounds tempting.
I think Paul might be like, head in hands. They've just changed to 12 o'clock on a Monday. The other day in October is the 12th of October, which is, if you work it back, is a Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what happens on a Sunday at the bistro?
Well, it's got to be roast, hasn't
it? It's got to be Sunday roasts. Two courses for just £10.95. But you do need to book your table in advance to make sure that you avoid turning up and there isn't any space because she's jam-packed. So if you need to contact them... Actually, I haven't got a telephone number. Yes, I have. Here it is. 01303 870475. So remember, 12th of October is a Sunday. That's the start of her Sunday roasts. Every Sunday thereafter. Or remember the Wednesdays, 15th of October, and every Wednesday thereafter. Unfortunately, if you're here on a Monday,
she's closed because she'll be most having of Hayden's is closed on a Monday, apart
yeah.
from us.
We'll be here.
We'll be here.
She'll come on a wave at the window to us and bring us some soup and some crusty rolls, please.
Gluten free, please.
And gluten free, yeah. I'm not that fast.
You'll eat anything, won't you?
If I'm going to request, I'll say I'd like wholemeal.
Right.
So, yes, you know, that would be lovely. Just about, 11:30. That'd be fantastic. Thank you very
Fuel
much, listener.
For the show at 12. So, well, tell us,
dear.
What are you doing for your lunch
yes.
break? Hopefully you're tuned in and listening. But if you're chomping your lunch, if you're
yeah.
twiddling your thumbs, doing a task at the same time, let us know. How do you spend your lunchtime?
Can't visualise that. Twiddling my thumbs twiddling whilst trying to work and eat a jam sandwich.
Multitasking.
Yes, but it's not good for you, is it?
Multitasking can be. Depends what
sort
you're
of.
Trying.
Yeah, I suppose
but
so.
But we do want, this week, the work-life balance.
We do. Work-life balance. And that's not just about balancing more work and less life.
Less life, no. It's a National Awareness Week. It's aimed at helping parents and carers achieve a work-life balance. And therefore, the website is www.workingfamilies.org.uk. But we'd like you to expand that to all people in work who have a life. And if you don't have a life, you need to get a life. Because that's
also, can
your
you hear me
balance.
Very... Can you hear me very well, Jen?
I can indeed.
Am I
right? You did something there and something went echoey for a second.
And then I've turned it back down.
And now it's fine again.
Okay, that's all right then. That's just me.
Sabotaging.
I know. There's a little gremlin here on my shoulder. I interrupted you there, Jen. I'm very sorry.
That's okay. No, I was just saying, it's National Work-Life Week aimed at parents and carers. But it applies equally to all of us. That
it does.
We don't always balance off work and life.
No, we
if
don't.
If you've got more life and less work, if you're happy with that situation, that's fine.
Yeah.
But if you've got more work and less life, chances are sooner or later you won't be happy with that. So.
And that's my passion. I always encourage people to remember that although you may think, yes, especially when you're self-employed, it sometimes can be 24/7 your business. And that's great. I don't want you to lose your enthusiasm. At the same time, I want you to remember about, can this be sustained?
Yes.
And it's the sustainability that I'm very key about, you're very key about, in making sure that, yes, sometimes, like you've just said, you had to do some reports at the weekend.
Absolutely. But then
but
during the
balance
week.
Balance that out.
On
that
Wednesday,
maybe
I might be in Tesco
Yay.
Doing my shop when it's nice and peaceful. And
I'll give you a wave. Is it Wednesday half price day or something? Oh, no, that's another DIY shop. Yeah. With your special card.
You'll have to talk to me later about that one. I don't know about that one.
So yes, it is important to think about that long term, yeah. that, you know, is this something I can sustain? Or yeah, I can, you know, I mean, I sometimes have to do work at the weekend, but you mm-hmm. balance it out. I might be able to do 3 or 4 days consecutively of early mornings, late nights, but then you need to think about, yes,
it's listening to your body.
I've got a husband.
Well,
or have I seen him?
All
or the children.
Share your life with.
And also, more importantly, sleep.
Yes.
Very, very important subject. And if any of you heard last week, we were talking about our guest that we were going to have this week. Fear not, although she's not with us in the studio today, we've rescheduled a few things because dates and calendars and diaries have a little conflict. So she will be on, but a little bit later in our schedule in this year. So don't panic, folks, if
and
you were tuning
is.
In. That was Breeder. Bradbeer of yes. sleepforsolutions.co.uk and local lady in Hythe.
So she could have walked today.
If she's tuned in, then hello, Breeder, but she's probably not because, say, busy little lady, and she will be back, but she's not able to get in today. But we do have a guest next week, and I'll talk about her in a bit more detail later on. Although we did mention her last week because those of you that remember, she is doing various talks around Canterbury and also an event in Canterbury, and that is the lovely Louisa
Kirk.
I wanted to say Louisa Ward. I don't know why.
Don't know why.
If there was a Louisa Ward listening, hello.
But don't panic, you're not coming on the show next week because
oh,
it's Louisa
dear,
Kirk.
Dear, dear.
And what
but yes,
Louisa
I will just mention Louisa's because some people may still be able to get in. It is Friday, the 26th of September again. So that
after
is
after your coffee morning.
After the coffee morning, or even you've had your coffee morning and this is in the evening. Louisa, who is of Effortless Yoga, is going to be a guest on our show next week, as I've mentioned. But the Concord House Clinic. Do you know of that in Canterbury?
In Canterbury, yes. They're having an open day soon.
They've got
they?
An open day on the Saturday 20th, though that's just gone.
Ah.
But the 26th of September, from 6 p.m. through to 7:30, Louisa is going to be doing a workshop called Yoga for Hypertension. And this is the one I mentioned last week. So Concord House Clinic, if you're not aware of it, it's 26A Stour Street in Canterbury, in Kent. And you can go along to her workshop. It's only £12. That includes an MP3 download from Louisa of relaxation techniques. She does want you to book, though, because she wants, obviously, a small group to be able to mm-hmm. get the best out of it. So do call either the clinic on 01227 I can't read, I need my glasses, 788-868. Or you can email info@concordhouseclinic, that's all one word, .co.uk. Alternatively, have a look at bodymindunbounded.com, which is Louisa's main website. Or you can email Louisa, which is louisayoga@cheerful.com.
What a nice
I love
name.
That email address. I think I need that. Louisa, you need to give me that email address. And Louisa's mobile number, if you need to ring her and speak to her because you prefer that mechanism, is 0794-191-2915. And she'll be on with us next week.
Excellent.
But if you want to see her on the 26th, as well as your coffee morning, do your bit for Macmillan. Yes. I'm just thinking whether I can schedule that in my diary. I'll have to have a look now. Busy, busy times at the moment. Absolutely. Meetings, and I'm going to get to the Lendley's tweet up. I'm definitely going. So if any of you listeners are going to the Lendley's tweet up, Thursday the... I've lost my dates.
It's going to be the
25th.
Must be
the 25th.
And for those who haven't heard
yes.
about the tweet ups...
KentBusinessTweetUp.co.uk is the marvellous website that is looked after by Julian. And also Richard looks after the Facebook page. If you are on Facebook, there is a Facebook Kent Business TweetUp page. And also on Twitter. I think it's Kent TweetUps. I can't remember the Twitter handle. But the Lendley's one is Lendley's, as in the furniture shop in Roper Road, Canterbury, 10 a.m. through to 11:30. Come along, buy your coffee or tea and mingle.
But it's a free event.
Oh, it is
and
free.
All of the tweet ups are free.
All of them.
And it's just an informal way to meet, socialise, possibly
how
do
we
business.
Met, Jan. Do you remember all those years ago?
Yes, that
across
was a mistake,
a crowded
wasn't it?
Networking floor. Our eyes met.
I ducked. Couldn't get out of the way in time.
I chased you. But they are. They're fabulous. I mean, we're very passionate about networking.
Yes,
I know that they're talked about on the Business Bunker show, which is a wonderful business show on channelradio.co.uk. Remember, that's on Tuesday from... I'm testing you now, Jan. When's it on? Come on. 1 o'clock, 2:30 nearly.
That's why I keep missing it. I tune in and he's finishing. I'm like, oh,
hey, what's happened there? So, yes, and all the business tweet ups, if you want to know all the dates, because there's Faversham, there's another one in Canterbury, which is run by Argo at the Miller's Arms pub. And also there's the Faversham one that we used to be there until we moved our show to 12. And, of course, Whitstable, which is the Hotel Continental.
On the seafront. So that's lovely. Glorious great days. Lovely views.
I love it there. Even in the winter. I love the sea in the winter. So we're going to try and play a song that we wanted to play last week, which is very appropriate for Jan's line of work. Mm-hmm. Isn't it, Jan? You chose this.
Yes, I did.
I'm going to try and get it up. So go on, tell me about it.
Firstly, to warn you, it might be slightly quieter than some of our other tracks.
Yeah,
so if you're near your volume control, wait for it to start and you might want to whack it up a little bit.
Whack it up.
But then don't forget to take it down later. Otherwise, Angela will be booming in your ears in a couple of minutes' time. But this is Kirsty MacColl, In These Shoes. And it's a fun way of explaining that your furniture, tools, everything you use are important to you in your daily life to get the job done correctly and comfortably. But also what you wear is just as important.
Intriguing. I'm going to listen now very intently to the words. Enjoy. Is it playing? I've pressed play.
It's very quiet.
Make sure, yep, everything's up. I can just about hear it. Yeah. So,
so turn your volume up a little bit, folks.
Love on a mountain top, under the stars on a big hard rock. I said, in these shoes, I don't think so. I said, honey, let's do it here. So I'm sitting at a bar in Guadalajara. In walks a guy with a faraway look in his eyes. He said, I've got a powerful horse outside. Climb on the back, I'll take you for a ride. I know a little place we can get there for the break of day. I said, in these shoes, no way, Jose. I said, honey, let's stay right here. Doubt you'd survive. I said, honey, let's do it.
Radio. There you are. So, Jan, were you singing along to that? No, I didn't see you singing.
In my head.
You were,
don't
yes.
do it out loud. It's too painful for everybody else in the room.
I was having a bit of a jig there. That was, you know, quite a bit of a salsa dance there going
yes.
on. Yeah, 1 foot
very
forward
nice.
And 6 steps.
Tongue-in-cheek ergonomics going on there.
Very much. Very much, yes. I think we say no more about the lyrics. But actually, yeah, it's very appropriate in the sense of, you know, looking at all aspects and looking at all the tools of the trade.
Absolutely.
So welcome back. You are tuned in to Who Cares Wins show, which is all about health and well-being from every corner of the body, the globe, the business, the home, the environment, but also outside. And talking of plants, Jan and I have been having a chat while you were listening
good
to that
tune. Talking of plants?
We were talking about plants, and I'll just plant that there. And something I picked up regarding spring cleaning your health from the inside out. And plant life, some of you may know this, listeners, but plant life is very important to think about, not only in your home environment, as well as your garden, but also at work. So whether it's home office or whether it's work employers, looking at your office environment, your office that you shut the door and you hide away from your staff, and thinking about plants and things like removing all dead and wilting plants, especially those that have any mold, because we digest mold, which isn't good, because that can be the start of any candida problems, which of course you were saying, Jan, as well.
Yes,
there's a lot of links with that.
Bacteria, yeast infection in the gut can yeah. turn quite nasty, and some people have made a link between Candida albicans and ME.
Oh,
the fatigue
yes, my sister
condition.
Yeah,
and there's a school of thought now that's saying they're not sure whether ME causes Candida or Candida causes ME, but there's quite a strong link between the two.
Between the
not
two,
not everybody gets both.
No, don't panic, listener.
But more people than before have been found to have both, and it's whether you are able to receive a diagnosis or whether you self-diagnose, because unfortunately NHS is still not very good on food allergies and
not
that
yet,
side of things.
No. They're coming, you know, sort of we're pulling them up.
We are,
you know,
we're trying.
Yeah, they're scraping their nails along the floor. And the other thing I picked up is also being aware of things, just like, especially now, if we're going into sort of the autumnal mornings and mm-hmm. the change of seasons, there's a few people sniffing and sneezing, and there's the talk of people booking in their flu jabs at their doctors.
Yes.
And things like, you know, make sure you get rid of unwanted tissues and paper towels and detergents and any old books, because apparently they contain formaldehyde, you know.
And you can get mold in books as well.
So anything like that, it irritates the membranes of the eyes, the ears, the nose and the throat. So if you are suffering, just have a look around and think, perhaps I need to have a bit of a September clean. Not a spring clean, but a September clean.
Dust in general can do that as well. So if you're sitting in the same space in your office, you know, you might be fortunate enough to have a cleaning crew that comes in and sort things out. Mm. But with modern technologies, quite often parts of the office they won't touch because they're scared about ruining equipment. They're not allowed to. So it might be something you need to do for yourself, you know.
Mm.
Quick dust of the monitor, screen, keyboard.
Just have a little look underneath the pile of books and see if there's any dust
lurking. That's
scary,
what's underneath.
Well, there is that.
Never look too deep.
There's that job to-do list. The other thing is, talking of plants, that's why I started this subject, was that things like having plants in your environment, so growing things that are energy-giving, healing plants, like Boston ferns, spider plants are a great one, because they also, basic terms, they eat up what the computers give out, don't they?
They do, yes.
Do you like that explanation, Jack? Do you think I've become an ergonomist?
We could almost turn it into a technical term. They eat out what the computers give out, did you say?
Yeah. Eat up what the computers give out. Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
See, give and receive. The universe works in harmony.
There's an academic paper in there somewhere.
But spider plants, any English ivy, because remember, plants, they lower the amount of carbon dioxide that's in the air. They increase levels of oxygen and humidity. And there is NASA research that shows they are also efficient at purifying the air and combating sick building syndrome.
Absolutely. Now, converse to that, if you are a cacti fan,
not really,
but if you've got cacti near where you work and they are thriving, then chances are the situation, the environment is not good for you, because cacti like the dry, humid,
moist,
arid atmospheres, and that's not necessarily good for humans.
So if I take a cacti in and it starts flowering, I can then take that into the boss and say, look,
I'm
the cacti
suffering.
Says.
Computer says.
The cacti has spoken. But interestingly, something I read in this article from one of my health magazines was that ivy in particular removes 90% of benzene emitted by inks, plants and plastics in the air. Not sure if I could have ivy. Yeah.
What the other plants give out that you don't want, so it's good.
Not sure I would have ivy. Is that why people have ivy growing all around their garden, in their front, you know, sort of up the front door?
I don't think it's because that would have been pre-technology and pre...
Maybe they were more advanced than we thought, Jan.
But there's a generation that had houseplants that were ivies.
Yes.
And now, because we bring things from all over the world, there's more variety in your garden centre. But actually, looking back to the old staples, you know, there was a reason why we had them. They were good for environment, good for yourselves. My mum always had ivies all over the place. And they're not all those big, creepy, going
to
take over the
everything.
Wall type.
Yeah.
No, no. You can get houseplant ivies, which are very delicate, very beautiful to look at, and different shapes and sizes.
Take
some will trail, some won't.
Talking of plants, I had to actually let my old kids go, unfortunately. I decided I was going to repot them. Mm-hmm. I was all ready on Friday to do it. Took them out of the pot and thought, there's nothing to repot there.
Ah.
They'd all died, definitely. But talking of plants, as we've been doing, and on our way over to the studio, Jan and I often chat. And you were saying that, interestingly, gardening as a theme is something that's come up in your work.
It has indeed. It's very weird where my client bookings go. They seem to group themselves. So, you know, people all around the country will call in and ask questions, and sometimes it'll come up with a booking as a result. And they tend to clump. So I can have a run of people in offices with wrist pain. And then a few weeks later, there'll be a run of people with back pain.
Oh.
And suddenly, I've had a run of gardeners out of the blue.
Whoa.
And that can quite often happen because summer months, we think, oh, I'm going to get out and going to do things.
Yeah, spring cleaning.
Spring cleaning. Mm. But then we think, oh, it's too hot to garden. I won't. I'll go on holiday. I'll go to the beach. I'll mix with family and friends. Mm. And then it starts to cool and you think, right, I've neglected the garden, I'll get back in touch with it.
Get it time for this winter.
And we forget that gardening is an exercise. So people don't always warm up beforehand, do a few stretches.
No, you don't see people doing any hamstring stretches before they start their garden, do they? No.
Straight out and start digging.
Yeah.
So it's a great cause for pain and discomfort that you're not expecting to have.
Joints.
Mm. But gardening is brilliant. It's a great form of physical exercise.
It is.
If done correctly and watching out and listening to your body.
Mm.
You can work at your own pace. There's nobody telling you you've got to get this done by. Whereas in your working week, you're clock watching your deadlines, probably working with others, and they are waiting on you.
Mm.
So you go,
I want it now.
Absolutely. So you go out into garden. If you do an hour one day, if you do 6 hours one day, it's up to you, at your own pace.
Or if you're like my dad, bless him, you know, not here anymore, but he would go out and that was it. You'd never saw him until dusk.
That's it.
And my mum would like, tea, dinner.
Food, sustenance, anything.
He'd be out there forever. And then you'd have that. He'd probably be one of your clients that would then be like, ow, can't get out the chair tomorrow morning.
Absolutely. If you really get into it, you're learning new skills. So you're keeping your mind fresh, you're doing research, going off to the garden centre, meeting new people.
Learning about ivy.
So it's got a whole host of reasons why it can be good for you. But it's making, as with everything we do, it's making sure that you approach it the best way for your health and well-being.
Mm.
And then you apply your skills and your methods to meet your needs. So, for example, if you're not that supple, getting down on the floor to weed is difficult, you might go for a kneeling stool that you can lower yourself down onto, padded bench, keep your knees nice and protected, so and that can then help you lever back up again.
To get back up, that's right.
But if that's not possible, then you start to think about raised beds. You don't have to have everything at ground level. You can have a raised bed, so you can sit in a chair and do it, or do it from a standing position.
Just thinking now, you could have the raised beds. And for example, if you're in a wheelchair and you could have a path that's either, you probably have to have somebody to help you lay that, but the path could then follow those beds. So you can whiz around on your wheelchair without getting stuck, especially in the winter months. But something you were saying, I was surprised at, in relation to gardening and disability.
Yes.
Or gardening help.
Well, you can obviously always hire, well, assuming you have the money to do so, you can hire in people to do the gardening for you. And as you've just mentioned, if you actually want some landscaping done, probably that's a good thing to outsource in the first stages. But there are just so many adaptive tools that are available.
Yeah.
You will get some of them from your local garden centre. So, for example, I'm going to name names because this particular range of garden tools, I'm a fan of.
She's got a bit of paper now, listen. She looks very official.
I'm trying to find. It's the Wolfgarten tools.
Oh, is that German, the Wolfgarten tool?
I think it might be.
I don't know why I sound Swedish.
I'm going to move swiftly onwards. I'm just going to read out the website. It's www. wolfgarten-tools.co.uk. So even if they are German, Austrian, or even Swiss, according to your accent, they do have a UK website.
Brilliant.
And they do a great range of tools, from fixed handle, fixed length tools, but also multi-change. So you have a handle.
Yes.
And you have a pop button, and you can...
extend it.
No, you disconnect the spade head and attach a fork head. Disconnect fork head, attach a hoe head.
Oh.
Rake, whatever. So
you know what's in my head now, don't you?
I don't want to know what's in your head.
Thinking two Ronnies.
Four candles. Yes, thank you very much.
And some O's. See, that's communication.
That's communication. That you trail back to my ergonomics show. We played that. That's great. Well done.
Brilliant,
Angela.
Brilliant.
I like that. So, firstly, for cost, you're buying one handle and then a selection of heads.
Yes.
For weight and carrying those items around your garden or your allotment, it's only one handle
and then all the bits and pieces,
rather than five or six or seven full length.
And they
full
do weigh a
tools.
Ton. I know when I took I had the shears, I had the edging tools, yeah. I had the mower, I had the I've got a little bag thing now that I shove it all in. I look like professional
excellent
gardener.
Excellent.
And of course, decorating then.
Now, decorating was a surprise.
Oh,
because I've got more on gardening, which we'll come back to. Yeah. But at the same time, because I knew you were decorating over the weekend, I thought, well, I'll just Google decorating tools for disabilities.
And Angie came up.
Well, apart from yes, Angela's decorating services, but 99 out of 100 of the results were people offering services to people with disabilities
to
do decoration, which is good. But adaptive tools, there aren't really that many of them that you wouldn't find in a general DIY store.
Yeah.
Because what you're looking at again is long-handled implements.
Yes.
You're looking at different grips. So whether you just have a smooth tube-like grip on your hat, on your brush, or
rollers,
on your roller, or whether they have finger indent grips.
Yes.
It's a matter of picking up, holding it, see what works
see
for
what
you.
See what works for your hands.
Some will be wooden, some will be plastic, some will be rubber.
Yep.
That will suit you differently depending what you're doing and how your hands are. And then you can obviously get paint in sprayers.
Yes. So you can I don't think I should be trusted with those.
From a standard brush to an angled brush to a roller to an extended brush or roller, and then the spray.
I had the extendy pole.
You did?
So I didn't have, although I did use the ladder at some point.
Because what you're looking to do is work below shoulder height and above waist height. That's your optimum working area.
I did.
So if you can't do that straight ahead of you, you're looking for an extended pole. Yes, you might be able to manage on a ladder. But again, once you're up that ladder, you still want to be thinking of your hand is between your shoulder and your waist in terms of height.
The amount of times I see people and they're up the ladder, but they're still reaching over or reaching behind.
So apart from the fact that you might topple over, you're stretching all of your muscles and your tendons out of their normal positions. You're more likely to get an injury, pull a muscle.
And the downside is, those of you that may know out there about stretching and muscles, is that if you're up a ladder, your muscles are already in tension to hold yourself in that position and sort of balance yourself.
Absolutely.
And then you're trying to stretch, so it sort of goes against the grain, doesn't it? And that's where injuries can form.
And that's where there's a debate about the health and safety, about the fact that people going up ladders, you are always supposed to have one hand free to hold on to the ladder while you're working.
Yes.
And the practical purpose of that, if I'm carrying my paint pot and I'm carrying my brush, can I then climb the ladder? 9 times out of 10, you can't, and therefore scaffolding is now a legal requirement.
I see that a lot, yes. They have boards.
Yeah. Mm. Which is not always necessary, but if you're hiring someone in to do work, chances are they will say, well, here's my fee, and don't forget you need the scaffolding.
And would they have to get that, or would the decorator include it in their quote, perhaps?
It depends on the decorator and whether they are allied or, subcontracted to, or whether they have a friendly scaffolder.
Right.
Had some work done on my house recently. Actually, one of my housemates did the painting in the end, because when we did found out all the quotes from the various people, she thought, I'll do that myself. And if that doesn't work, then I'll hire a painter. Because we had to get the scaffolding.
Mm.
We couldn't find a painter that would come with scaffolding, so scaffolding had to be an entity on its own.
Oh, I see.
So once that was up, and she actually had a whale of a time.
I bet. I'd love it. Anyone got scaffolding? I'd love to climb it. And then I could do my la at the top, roof, the rooftops, and sing. No, I won't sing. I'll play another tune.
Fiddler on the Roof.
Hey, we must find that. Yes. If I were a rich man. Okay. I'm going to play this song next, and I'm going to move that up there because I'm changing my mind, Jan, as I go. Is that in honour of our dear Kate next door, and is it Tony?
Yes.
The lovely lady. We'll miss them.
We will on a Monday. They're there the rest of the week.
They're there the rest of the week.
We're not condemning them to a winter of no work.
No, they're there for the rest of the week, and they're very busy the rest of the week. And so, therefore, they do deserve some rest. So I'm letting them have Mondays off.
It's very
I have approved it. I've signed it in triplicate. So this song is dedicated to them. I'm crying already. Channel Radio. Yes, it is channelradio.co.uk with us. Who cares wins. Yes, if you care, you win. Whether you're an employer, whether you work for yourself, whether you just want to look after yourself. Health and well-being, top tips, tricks, solutions, events, news with me, Angela Bryce-Stevenson, and of course...
me, Jan Mulligan.
Yay! So that was Don't Leave Me This Way, Kate! Desperate for more cappuccinos and bacon butties. But anyway, she's going to have a day off on a Monday. Well-deserved rest, but she's open the rest of the week, remember. And don't forget those events, the bistro down here on Hagland's Farm in wonderful Dymchurch, near Hythe in Kent. Jan,
yes,
you've
Angela.
Got some top tips for me, haven't you?
I have. So it's back to our gardening.
She's got her glasses on now. She looks even more professional and official. You're scaring me, Jan.
It's called old age.
I'm sitting up and I'm listening attentively, Mom.
So these are 10 gardening techniques and top tips to save you from back pain. But actually, as with everything I say with ergonomics, it's transferable to other tasks that we do. Mm. So don't think, oh, Jan's talking about gardening, I don't
switch
do gardening,
off.
Switch
yeah,
off.
Yeah.
Please don't switch off.
I have a bucket with a couple of daisies in.
That's gardening. Doesn't matter. Small,
exactly.
Large,
yep.
How well you do it.
Shall I try and guess how I could translate them into a different environment? Go on, go for it.
Okay.
Go for it.
So number one is warm up and stretch. Making sure that you warm up your muscles and relax your joints, your body will thank you because you'll be moving easier with greater range and less likely to damage yourself.
So, for example, instead of just thinking, oh, I can't do those stretches that Usain Bolt does before he does 100 metres in my garden, I'd look silly. So what you could do is, why don't you take a stroll around the garden first?
Absolutely.
Bit of a walk,
yep.
And a stop. And perhaps as you're bending down to have a look at the weeds, you could perhaps bend in a way that is stretching those muscles and stretching the sides so that you're using the time effectively.
I like it.
Do you like that?
I do.
Okay, next.
Okay, next. Pace yourself. Don't do too much too quickly. So coming back to your planned walk around for your warm-up, have a look at your plot, be it a postage stamp, be it acres.
Yeah. Park.
The tub or the window box.
Exactly.
Have a look at it, plan what you want to do, and then pace yourself as you're doing it.
And a great excuse is time for a water break or a lunch and listen. If it's 12 o'clock on a Monday, you can tune in to Who Cares Wins on channelradio.co.uk. And the other thing is to have that excuse to, I've been sitting or kneeling in this position, so if I get up to go and make a cup of tea or go and get a glass of water, it's again a bit like in our work environment, we're encouraging people to get up and move. So yeah. We encourage you, if you are in your garden, get up, do something different for a few minutes.
Don't
and then
do
come
too
back.
Much for too long. The longer we do anything, the more at risk we are.
Well, as I always say, your body is not designed to be stationary in one position.
Nope.
Okay, next.
Healthy posture.
I'm sitting up straight.
This is something that's difficult to think about when you're in the garden, but you want to be trying to keep as vertical as possible and work within your arms' stretch, not bending forward to find your arm strength. So constantly bending strains the lower back and it can result in serious lower back pain. So design your garden with hanging pots, evaluate planting beds, where you're working. If your planting bed is quite deep and therefore you're having to stretch a lot, think about putting down, I've lost the word now.
Pads.
Stones. Stepping stones. So that you can move into the bed without getting all muddy and dirty, but get to other areas of the bed without having to stretch too far.
Mm. Or even if you're kneeling pad, if you have two, you can have one that you can then use. You don't mind getting dirty. But the other thing is, if you are insistent on, no, I'm all right, I can stretch over there, it's just to actually, again, connect with your body and listen to your body. Okay, do I need to make sure that I engage my core, which is your stomach muscles and your area around your lower abdomen, so that as you stretch, you are protecting your back as much as possible.
Absolutely.
So it's actually something to consider in all walks of life, that are you actually connected with your body and are you listening to it, or are you just stretching across for that cup of tea or picking up that box off the floor without thinking?
Now, some people have bodies that don't communicate loudly until it's too late.
Exactly. Well, yes.
So the way around that
is... I need to listen more intently.
But if it's just whispering and it's not really communicating with you, if you take frequent breaks and use those breaks to do rehydration... and also the gentle stretches again, like you would have done during your warm-up, that will prevent your body yelling at you rather than talking to you.
Yeah. And also, I think the more you do like that, the more you will then start to hear your body.
Yes.
and people might be listening now thinking, okay, Jan and Angela have definitely lost it. When you actually connect with your body, and it's just that simplistic action of stopping and listening, or actually doing some small, slow movements and starting to become aware of, actually, yes, I can actually feel that muscle lifting my arm, and oh, now I can feel some tension in my shoulder. And that's what we're talking about. It's yeah. you starting to become familiar with what feels, if you like, just a muscle tension moving the arm, or is it something a bit more than that?
Absolutely.
And like everything, whether you play golf, whether you play tennis, anything in life, it's practice. You're not going to hear your body straight away. You've got to practice listening.
Absolutely.
Active listening.
We've already mentioned this one. Looking at your garden tools, finding the right ones for the right task, but the right ones for you. So you might be thinking about long-handled tools where the tool does the stretching for you. But equally, you don't want all that weight on the end of a long-handled tool
that might be travelling
back up your arm and down into your back.
No, yeah.
So there are fantastic things around, such as...
I'm rehydrating, Jan.
The spring-assisted spade. Have you come across that before? Or the twin-handled spade.
SAS.
Yeah, the SAS of gardening tools.
Yay!
Both of these, the spring-assisted and the twin-handled, take the weight and strain away from you and transfer it through the tool. So we'll be popping some websites onto Facebook later in the day where you can find examples of those.
Goody, goody.
There will be other suppliers of similar products, so it's worth having search around.
But it's a good starting point to have some research.
Manual handling.
Hey. Yes, please.
Down, girl. Proper lifting.
Oh, okay.
You prefer the improper lifting, but we're going for proper lifting.
Well, I don't know. Proper lifting, I'd like that too.
So it's not bending at the hips and the waist. It's bending at the knees.
Bends the knees, is, as my skin instructor
would
say.
And let your thighs do the work.
Oh, yes.
Oh, she's off
let
again.
Your thighs
quickly,
do
moving
the work.
Quickly onwards.
Oh, I'm thinking of Jessie Pavelka now and thighs. Anyway, moving on.
Alternate between your hands and your feet in a scissor action.
Yes.
So you might start with your left foot forward as you're bending to do something.
Whoa, the
yoke. And then when you change position, she'll stop singing in a moment, folks, don't worry. Then put your left foot towards the back and put your right foot forward. I'm leading straight into her, aren't I? Oh, God, I'm moving on.
Thank you very much.
As well as the kneelers that we spoke about, which will help you kneel down, and then you can either sit on the bench as you flip it up the other way or kneel on it. You can get knee pads. So if you're going to be shuffling around the garden
And recently in a very large, reputable DIY shop, without naming names, Orange, and you'll see they do them, bright fluorescent knee pads. You pull them on like Velcro.
Yes.
And they're cool. I want some of them.
You just want to wear them, don't you?
Yeah, fluorescent knee pads. I just wander around Hythe with them on.
So that's obviously much better if you don't want to be moving the kneeling bench around with you or you're constantly moving between areas, then possibly go for knee pads. Pivot when you move heavy objects. So again, we're back to the handling of things. You lift something on your right side and want to place it down on your left side or vice versa. Rather than turning at the hips, try and pivot from your feet and move your feet round. Take a slight step to reduce the strain on your lower back.
And also do be careful that you don't pivot and then hurt your knees.
Yes.
So more of a step is better than a twist.
Absolutely.
Again, if you're twisting, think about your core, engage your core. So there's lots that you can do, but it's that key around, again, listening. That's all I can keep harping on about.
Yeah. And then the last one in this list is use equipment to your benefit. So if you've got to carry something from here to there, how about a wheelbarrow?
Or a husband or a friendly neighbour.
Absolutely.
I have got probably a friendly neighbour, but unfortunately a husband can't lift it anymore.
Husband, friendly neighbour, that's an ongoing cost. It's constant bribery.
True, yeah, coffee, tea,
yeah,
chocolates.
Whereas a wheelbarrow, one-off cost.
Yeah.
Possibly pump the wheel up occasionally.
Yes.
But it's moving things rather than you moving things. So there's a quick top 10 list. There are going to be others.
There's
you
loads
can interpret
more.
Those
loads
in any
more.
Way you want for any task that you're doing. But that's a quick top 10 for gardening.
Fabulous. Fabulous. Thank you, Jan.
You're welcome.
My little ergonomic section there of our radio show. I think that's really good. We'll keep that going. Thank you.
Okay.
Now, I wanted to remind you, listeners, of the 10th of October is the Time for Change pledge, which is being signed by Social Enterprise Kent. in Canterbury. Haven't got the venue yet. It's to be announced. We're actually going to be at that event, both Jan and I. We're going to be speaking.
Salvation Army Hall.
Ah,
I remember
thank you.
That. I can't remember the road.
Right.
Salvation Army Hall
Salvation
in Canterbury.
Salvation Army in Canterbury. Okay. Haven't got the timings, though, yet, have we? Confirmed. Have you got the timings?
1:30, I believe, is the start time.
1:30. We will post it on Facebook, so keep your eyes peeled there. If you're in Canterbury on the 10th of October, come and have a look at us and have a laugh at our talk. But we are going to be there because Social Enterprise Kent are going to be publicly signing the pledge, Time for Change, which is all about encouraging employers to abandon any discrimination regarding mental health in the workplace and encouraging more support for employees and looking at what employers can do to encourage people to just think differently about health and well-being anyway. And the lovely Lynn Marchant, do you remember Lynn on our show last year? She's going to be there speaking
Kent
about health.
Employer.
Yep. So that's an event and they are going to be on our show, Jan. They're going to come down on the 6th of October, so the Monday prior to their event. They're popping down to the studio, both Jenny and Carly from Social Enterprise Kent. They're going to pop down and have a chat with us all about the event, what's happening and why, and also what Social Enterprise Kent do if you don't know of them. So that's a great event, and as I say, Jan and I are going to be there speaking about health and well-being from both our own business heads, Another Journey Begins and Greenleaf Ergonomics, as well as Who Cares Wins. Now the other one I wanted to mention is Being Well Matters. We mentioned last week is a CIPD, which is the Chartered Institute of Personnel and Development. They are having a local branch event on the 5th of November, and that's being held at the Hilton Hotel in Maidstone, which is, I think, just at the bottom of Detlin Hill, in just outside Maidstone, really.
Yeah.
Bottom of the sort of M20 junction 6, I think. Now, that is going ahead, and again, Jan and I are going to be speaking in that event, but what's interesting is that the CIPD are also holding their annual conference, which is up in Manchester, on also the 5th to the 6th of November. And it's funny how things work around, isn't it? I went on my retreat, as you remember, Jan, and I was doing my teacher training for mindfulness. And one of the YouTube videos that we were suggested to have a look at was one of them was, there was lots of them, but one of them was by Dr. Alan Watkins. Some of you may know him out there. And he talks about the art of being brilliant every day. And interestingly, if you go and have a look on YouTube and search Alan Watkins, Being Brilliant Every Day, you'll find this video link. And he is also going to be a speaker at the CIPD annual conference on this subject. And it's fascinating to watch this video clip. And he has a member of the audience come out and he looks at how simplistic tasks they can't do when you're under this sort of stress, fight or flight response. And he talks about how we can get from being in a very negative emotion state and getting across to a positive emotion state. And he says that there's one thing that we can get you to what they call the midpoint. So you can move away from being in a negative emotional state. And just one thing you can do to get you to regulate your physiology was the breath. And so it's very interesting that, no, you don't hold it, Jan. You keep breathing. It's always a useful thing to do. And he talks about rhythmic breathing. And it's very interesting that if anyone knows anything about mindfulness or has heard us talk about it on the show, they are linking it to the physical aspect of how you breathe. And he relates it to the acronym of breath. And so it's breathing rhythmically, evenly. So if you're going to breathe out for four, you breathe in for four. So you're keeping it as a rhythm and it's an even rhythm. And through from the heart. So he's encouraging to breathe from really the chest area, which is I thought was interesting because my experience and knowledge was that if we only breathe from the chest area, we can obviously cause heart strain because we're not using all the lungs.
Yeah.
But it is the whole area really of the lungs. And it's interesting, if you watch the video, how he encourages his little guinea pig from the audience to practice this rhythmical breathing. That's all he does. And there's a graph on the screen that shows how his state, if you like, his emotional state and his active brain and his being able to communicate, which I can't do now, and being able to think logically and creatively, and how that changes and then starts to increase so they can sort of prove this performance enhancement just by getting people to breathe properly, regularly, rhythmically, evenly. And again, that's all we're talking about when we start looking at practicing mindfulness, is getting people to be present in the moment by linking with their breath. Not necessarily getting het up with their breath and, am I doing it right or wrong? It's about just connecting with the here and now. So it's fascinating how he doesn't mention mindfulness at all in his talk.
I like his rhythmic four in, four out, because I must say, as listeners will know, breathing is difficult for me.
You do it very well, Jan. Do it very well.
Can't walk and talk at the same time because the breathing's on. But the counting in and out, and I always ask whenever we have a guest on who talks about breathing, I say, right, am I through the nose, through the mouth?
Yep.
What? How many in, how many out? If it's just four in, four out, I can cope with that.
Yeah. Have a look at his YouTube clip. It's a really good video. What's I recommend you have again? A look. Alan Watkins, Dr. Alan Watkins.
Right, okay.
And if you type in that with the art of being brilliant every day, that'll come up on YouTube. Right. I think it's an actual TED talk. It's in one of those lists.
We do that
there.
Anyway, don't we?
What? TED Talks?
No, brilliant every day.
Oh, we're brilliant. Yeah, we're there. We're breathing. See, that's it. It is fascinating to watch. But of course, if you like the scientific evidence behind what's going on in the brain and the physiology, then you'll appreciate
it, Jan. I'll go find him.
And I'm sure there's some listeners out there. And we are fast running out of time again. Our show, I'm sure it goes faster between 12 and 1. Do you think it does?
Well, it does. We're fresher in the morning, aren't we? We're raring to go still.
Are you saying I was asleep?
No, but by 3, sort of on the downward curve for the day.
So next week, remember, we have our lovely guest who will be a phone-in guest because Louisa is also a London-based organisation.
Right.
So she's going to be phoning in to us. And again, Louisa is the Body Mind Unbounded. So I mentioned her website earlier on. And she's going to talk to us about her work, how she got into it, and how she links NLP, yoga, and other techniques that she's learnt. But of course, linking with the talks that she's done recently on the breath. So it'd be interesting to follow on this conversation with her about how she talks that breath actually is a movement. So we think about yoga being movement. She's linking in that, well, breath is a movement too. And she works with the breath to create a powerful energetic shift.
Wow.
So be warned, Jan. Tune in next week at 12 to hear more of that.
Trainers that day.
Hey. Yes. Have a bit of workout. Any other awareness weeks for people to be having? Oh, yes. Don't forget, did you wear purple on Sunday?
Magenta. It's sort of in the same colour sphere, but I couldn't find the purple.
Because I saw No Place Like Home had posted on Facebook that she was wearing her lilac. I had lilac clogs while I was, well, not real clogs, but while I was painting. So I did have something on.
Right.
Yeah.
Excellent.
So yes, we've got a couple of minutes.
Right. So this week is National Eye Week. So eye health, eye care, www.visionmatters.org.uk. Look after your eyes. Eye tests are brilliant because not only will they tell you whether your vision's changing, they can also detect an awful lot of medical conditions that might otherwise go undetected
until
it's too late or it's become quite serious. It's also World Reflexology Awareness Week.
Oh,
so
I expect
some
Wendy
lovely
Watson.
Guests on. Yes,
yeah, she
Wendy
might be
Watson.
Doing something around that.
It's www.aor.org.uk. And Wednesday, September the 24th, is International Ataxia Awareness Day. Now, we've had Frances Beaumont on talking about dyspraxia. So ataxia is movement, involuntary movement, stability, mobility.
Okay.
www.ataxia.org.uk.
Fabulous.
All of those.
We'll put them on Facebook as well if you want those links, if you didn't get them down in time. Or, of course, you can listen again later.
And
scribble them back down. Or, again, we're on at 12 on Thursday. So if you didn't get enough of us and you want more, otherwise, we will be back next week with our wonderful guest, Louisa. Thank you, Jan, for a wonderful, wonderful show, yet again, full of packed information and a few giggles along the way.
Thank you, Angela.
And, of course, we have another theme to play out from Chariots of Fire. I chose this today because Vangelis I love anyway. And this is, well, it ticks lots of boxes. A feel-good factor song. And just be able to sort of switch off for maybe a few minutes before you have to go back to the rat race. Enjoy the rest of the week, folks. Speak to you again soon. Bye-bye.
Bye for now.
It is quite quiet to start with, so don't panic. I have pressed the right button. And breathe, Jan.